Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone presents Jake Shimabukuro, Fletcher Theater Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street, downtown Raleigh, Saturday, February 12th, 8 p.m. This event is sold out, but there is a waiting list policy in effect. $20 to $22 for members, $25 to $27 for the public. In the event of a sellout, the Pinecone box office will maintain a waiting list in case tickets become available. To add your name to a waiting list, call 919-664-8302. If tickets become available, Pinecone staff will contact people on the waiting list on a first-come, first-served basis. Backed by overwhelming demand, Jake Shimabukuro returns to Raleigh. Shimabukuro is known for his exciting, innovative playing and composing with the ukulele. Renowned for lightning-fast fingers and revolutionary playing techniques, he views the ukulele as an untapped source of music with unlimited potential. His virtuosity defies a label or category, playing jazz, blues, funk, classical, bluegrass, folk, flamenco, and rock, he consistently stretches the boundaries of what people expect from the ukulele. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Magic of African Rhythm with students from Raleigh's Community Music School. Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Eatonton Street, Raleigh, Sunday, February 13th, 3 to 4 p.m. Admission is free. For further information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. The Music of the Carolinas series continues in February with a special concert featuring students from Raleigh's own Community Music School performing with the Magic of African Rhythm. For the past 2 months, the Magic of African Rhythm has been working with students at the Community Music School to teach them about the connections between African music and blues music. This collaboration culminates with a public performance at the Museum of History's Daniels Auditorium at 3 p.m. on Sunday, February 13th. During the residency, students explore the similarities between North Carolina blues music and traditional Songhay blues music from West Africa by listening to and creating cross-Atlantic blues music. Students learned about different instruments used in each style of music, juxtaposed opposite each other, such as the washtub bass and the kora, a 21-string bridge harp used extensively by people in West Africa, played in the traditional style. It bears a close resemblance to flamenco and delta blues guitar techniques. The bala, a resonated frame wooden-keyed percussion idiophone of West Africa, part of the idiophone family of tuned percussion instruments that includes the xylophone, marimba, glockenspiel, and the vibraphone. Sound is produced by striking the tuned keys with two padded sticks. And the tub drum and the dunun, a family of West African bass drums that developed alongside the djembe in the Mande drum ensemble. And, of course, the very first instrument, the voice. Students and special guests will perform the music created with members of the Magic of African Rhythm on a variety of African instruments that are traditionally handmade. Guitar accompaniment provides a hint of North Carolina blues as the African songs and the rhythms drive the music. Everyone is looking forward to deeper exploration in this musical vein in the coming year. Pinecone partnered with Community Music School and Magic of African Rhythm to provide this unique African instrument workshop experience for students from the Community Music School. In 2010, the Community Music School moved into new facilities at 618 Tucker Street in Raleigh, which provided the space and flexibility necessary for a program like this. Community Music School's music education program has been teaching music to children from economically challenged families families in Raleigh and Wake County since 1994. Community Music School provides private and group music lessons for $1 per lesson, including an instrument. The new African Instruments workshops have provided a way for Community Music School to build onto its percussion ensemble program. In addition, Community Music School students become immersed in music through public performances like the one they will present at the Museum of History next month. Again, the program is this month, not next month, and it's February 13th from 3 to 4 p.m. Sam Bush Band with special guest Barefoot, Thursday, February 17th, 8 p.m., Mamandi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2E South Street, downtown Raleigh. Tickets for this event are $15 to $25 for Pinecone members and $20 to $30 for the general public. You can call 919-664-8302 or visit www.pinecone.org for information. Two great bands, one night, one low price. Pinecone presents Grammy Award-winning multi-instrumentalist Sam Bush with special guests and Telluride Bluegrass Band champions Barefoot. Bush is alternately known as the King of Telluride and the King of Newgrass. He has been honored by the American Music Association and the International Bluegrass Music Association, IBMA, and he has helped to expand the horizons of bluegrass music, fusing it with jazz, rock, blues, funk, and other styles. He is the co-founder of the genre-bending Newgrass Revival and an in-demand musician who has played with everyone from Emmylou Harris and Bela Fleck to Charlie Hayden, Lyle Lovett, and Garth Brooks, as well as Bill Monroe, Doc Watson, and Earl Scruggs. Though Bush is best known for jaw-dropping skills on the mandolin, he is also Grammy Award-winning vocalist with his latest album, Circles Around Me, released in October 2009 by Sugar Hill Records, featuring some classic bluegrass numbers and several high-energy jams that Bush has made his trademark sound. Bush delivered the keynote address at the 2010 IBMA World of Bluegrass Convention, during which he reflected on Bill Monroe's legacy and the roots of bluegrass, as well as the challenges and opportunities ahead of the genre in the future. Kicking off the bluegrass-flavored evening will be Alaska-based band Barefoot. This band's rise from incredibly talented music camp counselors in their home state of Alaska to an established national touring band has been meteoric. Often compared to artists like Nickel Creek, these talented musicians switch easily between airy northern ballads and back alley southern blues. Their music is underscored with bluegrass passion, and they bring a remarkable breadth of rich, original songs to the stage. Barefoot's arrangements are fiery and inventive, with inspiring harmonies tying them together. Barefoot has been received enthusiastically at Merle Fest and Pinecone's own 25th anniversary concert last year, and Pinecone is thrilled to have them grace back on stage in Raleigh this season. With previous lead singer Odessa Jorgensen moving on to pursue her own solo indie folk music career, Barefoot has welcomed singer-songwriter Nora Jane Struthers to the lineup. Her recent self-titled solo album sparked the interest of Barefoot members Angela Odine and Jason Norris, as well as the press. Bluegrass Unlimited says, "You'll probably hear the name Nora Jane Struthers in connection with Bluegrass Awards for Top Female Vocalist, and she writes with a clear-eyed traditional sensibility typically seen only in writers like Gillian Welch and Tim O'Brien. Her songs sound immediately like pre-modern classics." Barefoot's full lineup is Angela Odine fiddle, Jason Norris mandolin and fiddle, Nora Jane Struthers guitar, P.J. George bass, and Todd Grebe guitar. Join Pinecone for a night of outstanding music that explores the full range of bluegrass music from its deepest roots to its furthest edges. Let's move now to the UNC Chapel Hill music schedule. February 4th, Sacred Circles Drawing Closer, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. Timothy Holly, violoncello and faculty recital, assisted by Ed Paleantonio. Works of Betty Jackson King, Arthur Benjamin, Gwendolyn Bell Connolly, Adolphus Hailstork, and Margaret Bonds. February 6th, Faculty Chamber Recital, Music of the Viennese Baroque, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 8th, Process Series, New Works by Student Composers, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 11th, Women's Choral Showcase, Area High School Choruses Join the UNC Women's Glee Club, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. February 12th, guest artist Ken Davis Baritone, Deborah Hollis Piano, Schubert Winter Eyes, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 13th, Process Series, New Works by Student Composers, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 16th, Public Masterclass with Anthony Dean Griffey, 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Anthony Dean Griffey will present two public masterclasses this year. This is the second one. The UNC Music Department has invited a singer from Duke to participate in this class, along with our UNC singers. February 16th, Carolina Jazz Fest, Meet the Artist Concert, UNC Faculty Jazz Quartet with guest Conrad Herwig Trombone, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. February 17th, Carolina Jazz Fest, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra with guest artist Conrad Herwig Trombone, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. February 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, UNC Jazz Combos with guest artist Conrad Herwig Trombone, 4 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. And also on February 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, guest artist Eddie Palmieri, Latin Jazz Band, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. And finally, also on the 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, Jazz After Hours Jam Session, West End Wine Bar, 10:45 p.m., West End Wine Bar, Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all events are free admission. Let's turn now to Duke performances. Wayne Shorter Quartet, featuring Shorter, Danilo Perez, Brian Blade, and John Patitucci, Friday, February 11th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $46, $38, and $22. Duke students pay $5. For half a century, Shorter's been jazz's greatest living composer, according to the New York Times, and one of the most original thinkers in music, says NPR. He played with Blakely and Miles, then broke from Miles's legendary second quintet to follow a new vision, founding Weather Report and leading that institution for 15 years. Since 2001, his newest all-acoustic quartet has been one of the most important working groups in the scene today. That's according to All About Jazz. With three next-generation heavies dialed into the great man's charts, sparking a chemical interplay that's explosive, says the Philadelphia Inquirer. Billboard on Wayne Shorter says jazz's preeminent saxophonist, an intrepid astronaut navigating the musical cosmos with improvisational brio. Jeremy Denk, Saturday, February 12th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets $34, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Bracing, effortlessly virtuosic and utterly joyous, New York Times says. Denk has collaborated with Joshua Bell and, like that other sensation, plays with a kind of refined abandon, adept and exhilarated, the Washington Post says. Dank's sophisticated energy is evident in his entrancing take on the Goldberg variations, says the New York Times, paired here with two books of etudes by Gheorghe Ligeti, famous for scoring Stanley Kubrick films. These intricate, rarely heard works, 1985 to 2001, are among the finest piano compositions of the 20th century. The program is Bach, Goldberg Variations, and Ligeti, Etudes for Piano 1 and 2. A magical experience that was one of the best solo performances this year, says the New York Times on Denk's Goldberg Variations. Special event, Jeremy Denk Piano Masterclass, Friday, February 11th, Baldwin Auditorium, Duke's East Campus, 5 p.m., free and open to the public. Thomas Hampson, Song of America, Tuesday, February 15th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Ticket prices $52, $42, and $24. Duke students, $5. Hampson is an internationally renowned baritone, opera lead, and recitalist, artist in residence with the New York Philharmonic, and one of the most respected soloists of his era. Born in Indiana and raised in Spokane, the mission of this Leonard Bernstein protege is to achieve the history of American vocal art. Here his clarion power, says the LA Times, is turned to a suite of historic American works arranged with the Library of Congress, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the first ever American song. The program is Song of America, 250 years of American songs, including those by Foster, Copland, Barber, Bernstein, Roram, and Ives. America's foremost baritone, Thomas Hampson might well be called the ambassador of the American song to the world. That's according to the International Herald Tribune. Greil Marcus, Our Old Weird America. This is a talk presented Thursday, February 17th at 6 p.m. in the Nasher Museum of Art Auditorium. It's free and open to the public. Author of The Old Weird America, Bob Dylan's Basement Tapes, and The Shape of Things to Come, Prophecy in the American Voice, among many others. Marcus is the towering figure of American music writing, author of authoritative books on Dylan and the band, punk rock, and prophecy, a public intellectual and lifelong diviner of what makes American art American. At Duke, he discusses how American music palavers with a community of ghosts, as he said of Harry Smith's anthology of American folk music, charting the future by channeling the older, stranger traditions that haunt the nation's very bones. Wednesday, February 18th, listening session with Greil Marcus, The Bin Hook, 117 West Main Street, 6:30 p.m. Co-sponsored by the National Museum of Art in conjunction with their exhibition, The Record, Contemporary Art and Vinyl. Thursday, February 17th, Greil Marcus, Our Old Weird America, a talk, Nasher Museum of Art, 6 p.m. And finally, February 18th, class visit with Greil Marcus, To Get Up and Be Terrible, Too, A History of Punk, 1970 to 2000. That's at the Nelson Music Room, Duke Campus, 1140 a.m. All events are free and open to the public. You can check the blog, The Thread, for coverage of residency events. Now let's move to Duke events. Well, there's one more Duke performance here. Jim White and South Memphis String Band, featuring Alvin Youngblood Hart, Jimbo Mathis, and Luther Dickinson. Friday, February 18th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater, $34 and $26. Duke students pay $5. White's Art Country Songs, Filter, Found Objects, Howling Men, Motorhomes, through the Pentecostal sermons he heard growing up in North Florida. A combination of philosopher and raconteur, country boy and intellectual, says the New York Times, he intersperses his shambling, otherworldly songs with rural yarns and improvised metaphysical riffs. He appears with the rattling South Memphis String Band featuring Hart, Grammy-winning bluesman, Mathis, Squirrel Nut Zippers, and Dickinson, North Mississippi All-Stars and Black Crows. Halfway between preservationists and cut-ups, the superstars channel a jug band tradition that's itself sacred and irreverent at once. Tickets are available through the Duke box office for all these events by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now we turn to Duke events. Chinese New Year Holiday Concert featuring Joy Recorder Ensemble, Duke Hospital Lobby, Friday, February 4th, noon to 1 p.m., free admission. Enjoy traditional Chinese music as the Joy Recorder Ensemble plays in the hospital lobby celebrating Chinese New Year in the Year of the Rabbit. Chinese New Year, or Spring Festival, is the most important of the traditional Chinese holidays and is on February 3rd this year. The Choral Society of Durham Chamber Choir presents Chamber Choir Concert with Mellarmy Chamber Players, J.S. Bach Cantatas. Rodney Wincope Conductor, Sunday, February 6th, 3 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, East Main Street, Durham. General seating. $18 for the general public purchased in advance, $16.20 for groups of 10-plus purchased in advance. All tickets purchased at the door will be $20. Following on the success of last year's historical Bach concert, the Choral Society Chamber Choir, Rodney Wincope conducting, again joins the Mellarmine Chamber Players for a program featuring cantatas of J.S. Bach, A Heart That Knows Its Living Jesus, and the funeral ode for the Queen of Poland and Saxony, Let Princess One More Ray. The concert will employ Baroque performance practices and instruments. Last year's concert sold out, so don't delay purchasing your tickets. Tickets for this event are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, February 6th and Thursday, February 17th. The performance on the 16th is at 9:30 p.m. and on the 17th it's at 12:30 a.m. Mary Lou Williams Center, 416 Chapel Drive in Durham, and the cost is free. Fill your Wednesday evenings with live jazz in the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students, with special guest artists all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshments will be provided, with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons, provided by plate and pitchfork. Duke Jazz Ensemble with Brad Laley, saxophone, Thursday, February 17th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Baldwin Auditorium. General admission is $10, $5 for Duke students and senior citizens. A native of Denver, Colorado, Brad Laley has served as musical director and lead alto saxophonist for the Harry Connick Jr. Orchestra. As a member of the Count Basie Orchestra, he was nominated for a Grammy for his solo work on the CD Count Plays Duke. Laley has performed with the Freddie Hubbard, Clark Terry, Joe Williams, Jimmy Cobb, Nancy Wilson, Frank Foster, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Jimmy Smith, and Billy Joel, Robert Downey Jr., Fantasia, Billy Joel, Kid Rock, Yolanda Adams, and Brian McKnight, among others. He teaches saxophone at the University of North Texas and focuses on his career as a solo performer. He has appeared in all of the legendary jazz venues of New York City, such as the Village Vanguard, Blue Note, Jazz Standard, Iridium, and Birdland. He has also appeared on televised events including The Today Show, Peter Cincotti, Jay Leno, Arsenio Hall, BET, several local news stations, and the Harry Connick Jr. Christmas Special. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Rare Music, Voice, Flute, Friday, February 18th, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker, presenter, Karen Cook. Admission is free. Karen Cook is the director of the Collegium Musicum, Duke's Ensemble for Medieval, Renaissance, and Early Baroque Music. Again, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333 for more information. Here's what's happening with the North Carolina Symphony. Dance and Music, 2010-2011, Friday Favorite Series, Friday, February 4th, 12 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall. 2010-2011 New Bern Series, Saturday, February 5th, 7:30 p.m., New Bern Riverfront Convention Center in New Bern. Valentina Lisitsa Piano. Sarah Hicks handpicks a program of wonderful music that inspired or was inspired by the pinnacle of the classical dance form. Renowned soloist Valentina Lisitsa performs Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, while the orchestra presents legendary works including Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. The program is Borodin, Polovistian Dances, Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, Debussy Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, and Stravinsky's Suite from the Firebird. Tickets for the event at Bamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh are $25, and in New Bern they're $25 to $40. Liszt and Shostakovich, 2010-2011 Southern Pines Series, Thursday, February 10th, 8 p.m., Pinecrest High School Auditorium, Southern Pines. Peter Donahoe Piano. The North Carolina Symphony explores the two sides of Shostakovich through the triumphant festive overture and hard-hitting 10th symphony. Renowned British pianist Peter Donahoe anchors a marvelous night of music with Liszt's second piano concerto. The program is Shostakovich's festive overture, Liszt Piano Concerto No. 2, and Shostakovich Symphony No. 10. Tickets are $25 to $40. Festive Anniversary, 10 Years at Bamondi, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series in Raleigh, Friday, February 11th, and Saturday, February 12th at 8 p.m., Bamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh, Peter Donahoe Piano. This program celebrates the 10th anniversary of the opening of Bamondi Concert Hall, the North Carolina Symphony's home since February 21st, 2001. Both of the works on the first half of this program were part of the grand opening gala concert. Shostakovich's Symphony No. 10 is being heard in Bamondi Hall for the very first time. The symphony last performed the work at its final subscription concerts in Memorial Auditorium on January 26th and 27th, 2001. And the program again is Shostakovich Festive Overture, Liszt Piano Concerto No. 2, and Shostakovich Symphony No. 10. Tickets are $30 to $60. Passion and Fire, 2010-2011, Wilmington Series, Friday, February 18th, 8 p.m., Keenan Auditorium, UNC, Wilmington. Tickets $25 to $40, $10 for students. Passion and Fire Statewide Classical, Saturday, February 19th, 7:30 p.m., Keppel Auditorium, Catawba College, Salisbury. Bonnie Thron Cello, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture, Haydn's La Passion, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. Not to mention Bonnie Thron's virtuoso performance of Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations. No shortage of fireworks here. The program at both venues is Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture, Tchaikovsky Variations on a Rococo Theme for Cello and Orchestra, Haydn Symphony No. 49, La Passion, and Stravinsky Suite from the Firebird. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra for the Keppel Auditorium performance at 704-637-4314. The ticket prices in Wilmington are $25 to $45, $10 for adults. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.